on campus
and online.
This is URN, The Pulse.
The 8th Students' Union took place on Tuesday 25th of November. Motions debated included the NUS's policy on the NHS, the right to protest on campus, and the transparency of businesses visiting campus and a student-run lettings agency. Nottingham has officially been declared Britain's cleanest city. It picked up the title in the Clean Britain Awards yesterday in recognition of efforts made to keep the streets looking spotless. Projects to tackle fly tipping, graffiti and dog fouling were highlighted as particular success stories. Councillor Nicola Heaton, portfolio holder for Community Services at Nottingham City Council, said, "This shows that when it comes to keeping our city clean, we're the best in the country." Nottingham train station officially opened after a £60 million revamp. After 3 years and £60 million worth of work to transform Nottingham's railway station into a gateway to the city, finally came to fruition on Wednesday with an official opening ceremony. Sir William McAlpine, chairpine of the Railway Heritage Trust, was invited to help mark the end of the ambitious project, which is expected to boost Nottingham's local economy. Net migration to the UK rose to 260,000 in the year to June, an increase of 78,000 on the previous year. Prime Minister David Cameron has promised to get net migration below 100,000 before the election in 2015. But according to the data, 583,000 people immigrated to the UK in the last year, an increase of 45,000 from the EU and 30,000 from outside. BBC assistant political editor Norman Smith said the figures were deeply, deeply significant and deeply awkward for David Cameron. At least 5 civilians have been killed and more than 30 injured after a British embassy vehicle was hit in a suspected suicide attack in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. Images show the charred wreckage of the four-wheel drive, which officials said was struck by a suicide bomber on motorbike in the early hours of the morning. A British embassy spokesman said the number of passengers were injured in the attack but did not comment on fatalities. Former England captain Rio Ferdinand is hoping to return to the QPR starting lineup this weekend following suspension and injury. His club face a bottom of the Premier League table battle with Leicester on Saturday. Manager Harry Redknapp says if he needs the ex-Manager United defender, then he'll be ready.
He hasn't played for a few weeks now. He had the suspension. But we'll have a look at it and see how he is. But Rio doesn't have nothing to prove to anybody. He's been a fantastic player for so many years and he's not a problem, he's not one that I have to worry about.
And in entertainment news, Take That are going head-to-head with Band Aid 30 for Sunday's number one, while Olly Murs is in prime position to top the album charts based on the midweek chart update. Do They Know It's Christmas has currently sold 1,500 copies and is ahead of Take That's new single as the first release is a three-piece these days. And finally, the weather today is going to be cloudy and misty day with occasional rain and drizzle. There has been extensive hill fog so far, but there is a chance of it brightening up later. And that's all for the latest news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 27 minutes to 4.